Warm welcome this morning to each one of you who are here for this very special service. When I was baptized, my grandpa had the devotional. It was one of the last times that he had a public devotional. And he talked from the book of Acts. And that inspired me to look more into the book of Acts. And as I did, I've come to understand maybe a little why he did that. The book of Acts is full of baptisms. And I'd like to look at one of those this morning, Acts chapter 9. We're going to look at the baptism of Saul. And just a few thoughts that I'd like to pull from that. Acts chapter 9, I'm going to read verses 10 through verse 22. This is after his conversion experience. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them, which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither with that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. A radical transformation of a man. What can we learn from his baptism? One thing I see is that he was baptized by a known believer. And in that I see that when we are baptized, we're baptized into something that is known for following Christ. The blessing of a brotherhood, the blessing of a church that we can join, knowing that we're going to be able to receive the instruction that we need on how to better follow Christ, and joining a visible part of God's work. Another thing I see is that he was baptized after Ananias received assurance that Paul was changed. And God himself gave that blessing. Ananias said, Are you sure that he's ready for this? And God gave him a clear answer. And in that I see the importance of a clear testimony before God. And you'll be sharing your testimonies with everyone here this morning. But it goes beyond what you say. A clear testimony is the life that we live. A changed heart, that's what God looks for. The next thing I see is that transformation in Saul's life was immediately evident. It says he went out right away. Also, his blindness left. As soon as Ananias laid his hands on him, his blindness left. And I see his spiritual blindness also left him at that time. And he went out then and began to preach Christ only days before. Think about the span of time we're actually talking about here. That takes someone from being entirely one way to entirely another. It was only a few days from the time that he had been seeking to destroy. He would have been happy to kill Ananias himself, to being received by Ananias and being baptized. And he went out and began to promote the church. And in that, I see a lesson for us to look for ways to help and support the thing the church stands for. And the people in the church, each other, other Christians, looking for ways to help and support each other. And then to be as Paul was after his baptism, and that is evidence of Christ. Paul's life in and of itself was evidence. He didn't even rely on the words that he said. His life from that point on was a life of service that was such a clear evidence of Christ's work that it could not be confounded. And he put to rest, of course, the fears that Ananias had and that others had that remembered how he had persecuted them. And he went beyond that and willingly accepted persecution himself as a part of his service to God. After Paul was baptized and went out, no one was in doubt about his transformation. No one was in doubt about what he believed and who he was following. And I'd like to read just a few verses in conclusion. Words that Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verses 3 through 5. And to you that are being baptized today, I want to leave this with you as a comfort. This is what Paul said after his radical transformation, after he went forth in service, after he faced opposition and difficulty and just the realities of living the life of a Christian. This is what he said. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Let's bow our heads for prayer.